It looks like the fair's closing, said Annie. Jack and Annie parked the bike in a bike stand beneath the tower. The area looked deserted. There was no sign of a party or of the new magicians. A single guard stood under one of the tall arches.
Excuse me, Annie called to the guard. Do you know what time it is?
Almost 10, answered the guard.
Is the tower closed for the day?
Said Jack. Yes, I'm afraid it is, said the guard.
We heard there was going to be a party at the Eiffel Tower tonight, said Annie.
The guard shook his head. No, sorry. As you can see, there is no party here, unless you mean the private affair at the top of the tower.
There's a private party at the very top, said Annie.
She and Jack looked up. The top of the tower seemed a mile away.
Yes, with some very important guests, said the guard.
He leaned closer and whispered,
Mr. Thomas Edison, Dr. Louis Pasteur, and Mr. Alexander Graham Bell.
That's our party, exclaimed Annie.
Is there a fourth guest? Jack asked.
There may be others, but I did not see anyone else go up, said the guard.
We need to be there too, said Annie. How do we get up?
The guard smiled. I am sorry, he said, but the elevators are all shut down for the night. Even if you had an invitation, the only way you could get to the top would be to climb the steps. The guard looked up, and that is quite a few steps indeed. Come back bright and early tomorrow, and you can ride the elevators. The guard tipped his hat and strolled away.
Excuse me, sir, Annie called after him. Just how many steps are there?
To be exact, there are 1,652 steps to the platform at the top of the Eiffel Tower, the guard said.
Then he disappeared into the dark.
That's too many steps, said Jack.
Let's fly up on the bike, said Annie.
We can't, said Jack. We can only use a rhyme once, remember?
He pulled out their book of rhymes and read the ones they hadn't used.
Find a treasure you must never lose.
That doesn't help, said Annie.
Pull a cloud from the sky, read Jack.
No help there either, said Annie.
Turn into ducks, read Jack.
Annie smiled.
Forget it. I'm not meeting Thomas Edison as a duck, said Jack.
So? Said Annie.
The steps, said Jack.
Jack and Annie moved quickly around the base of the tower, searching for steps.
There, said Jack.
They hurried to a staircase tucked inside one of the legs of the tower. Jack gripped the iron railing.
Ready? He said.
Yep, said Annie. Let's go.
Together, they started up the 1,652 steps that led to the top platform of the Eiffel Tower.